England guaranteed place in 2027 Cricket World Cup, but West Indies will have to enter qualifying tournament again. England among the 10 teams guaranteed a place at the 2027 Cricket World Cup in Africa. Top 8 sides in ODI rankings by September 30 cut-off qualify, along with co-hosts South Africa and Zimbabwe. West Indies must enter qualifying tournament for third successive 50-over World Cup. Panic over. England fans, your team will not have to qualify for the 2027 Cricket World Cup. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here. August 11th. 5 stories from across the league straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. England's World Cup place guaranteed, but West Indies need to qualify. Next. Second, from Sky Sports. Vasseur reveals most important target for Ferrari after F1 summer break. Ferrari boss Frédéric Vasseur has revealed the areas in which he believes the Italian team need to improve during the second half of the 2026 Formula 1 season as Lewis Hamilton attempts to stay in the title battle. Up next, third, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guest Premier League star No. 22. You're playing a Premier League guessing game where you try to identify a star player in as few attempts as possible. The rules are simple. You get a new clue after each wrong guess, and the fewer clues you need, the more points you score. 3 clues is a good score, 4 or 5 is exceptional. Today's player was set up by BBC Sports' Floris Nelson, and if you want more quizzes, you can find them on the Football Quizzes and Sports Quizzes pages. The game's been around for a while, with previous quizzes published on July 30th, April 3rd, February 21st, May 26th, and September 9th of last year. And then, fourth, from The Guardian Sport. Donald Trump says it would be a terrible mistake to replace FIFA's Gianni Infantino. U.S. President Bab have had Infantino in truth. So he'll post Infantino under pressure following the World Cup sell-up when U.S. President Donald Trump has warned FIFA would be making a terrible mistake if they get rid of Gianni Infantino as the head of world football's governing body. Infantino has come under pressure following his doomed plan to sell off stakes in the Men's World Cup to private investors. Continue reading next. Fifth, from PFT Alt. Judge criticizes John Gruden for lack of compliance with the rules in case against NFL. Former Raiders coach John Gruden wanted his claims against the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell to be resolved in court. Gruden won, and now he has to fully comply with the court's rules. The presiding judge suggested on Monday that Gruden has not done so sufficiently. I remain concerned with Gruden's side's delays and lack of cooperation, lack of compliance with the rules, District Judge Joe Hardy said, via Noble Brigham of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Up next, sixth, from PFT Alt. Derek Carr joins UCLA as a special advisor to the head coach. Derek Carr is returning to football, but not as a player. As a sort of coach, UCLA announced that it has hired the former Raiders and Saints quarterback to serve as a special advisor to head coach Bob Chesney. Carr will help Chesney and the offensive staff with game planning. Carr also will work with UCLA quarterbacks. A second-round pick in 2014, Carr has no ties to UCLA. He played college football at Fresno State, but UCLA general manager Derek Eure was an assistant at Fresno State when Carr played there. And then, seventh, from Awful Announcing, Michael Wilbon. ESPN panicked over Michael Jordan joining NBA on NBC. Michael Wilson says the panic at ESPN over Michael Jordan's move to NBC was overblown. He reminded listeners that Jordan never signed up to be a regular analyst, just a one-off interview with Mike Tirico. Wilson explained NBC's vague announcement sparked rumors that Jordan would pop into studio for big games, but the network kept him off the set. Fans and media built expectations that never materialized. He added he's spoken with Jordan more than the network folks, and he never saw a contract promising a weekly spot. The hype was pure marketing, and the resulting silence left viewers disappointed. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free to add up.